Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Welcome back on the Montana State University Billings Women's Soccer Show. We're with the head coach, Don Trenum. We'll take a timeout. The Jackets, Adams and Augustana over the weekend, and then they got a big homestand coming up. A lot of home games, get a lot of good practices in, and get to watch the women at home at the COT. We'll be back with the soccer show right after this timeout.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Back on the soccer show, Don Trenum, thanks for joining us. As always, a win over Adams State. You dropped to Augustana. You know, you can say it a lot of times, a tale of two games over the weekend. Was it a tale of your two teams or a tale of two different, just opponents are always going to be different and games are always going to be different?
I thought we played well last week, and actually, I think anytime you go on the road, if you can get a split, I think that's a positive. So we're certainly happy that we were able to get one win away from home. You know, disappointed that we didn't get the second win, because it's a game we felt that we could have won. But on the day, Augustana was better than us, and you know, they managed to get the win. But overall, we actually played really good in both games. I know that sounds funny to say when you lose 4-0, but we just kind of had a couple lapses there in the first half and found ourselves down 2-0 after 5 minutes. On the road, tough to come back, but if you look at the shot count, we outshot both teams, we played good, we had opportunities, and didn't get it done on Sunday, and we're disappointed about that, but overall, happy with it, we got one win.
Soccer, the toughest, or one of the toughest, to come back from a deficit, and especially when the deficits grow a little bit by, you know, like you said, 2, 3, 4 goals?
I think anytime it gets to be a 3-goal game, it gets really tough. You know, I think 2 goals is manageable, but 4-0 at halftime on the road against a team that's buzzing, that they're up 4-0, that's quite the challenge. And we came out and put a great effort out in the second half, a good effort. You know, I think we outshot them 13-4, but again, you know, the team's up 4-0, they're playing at their home place. It's going to be tough to start cracking them, you know, get past them and get a goal, and just couldn't find a way to get that goal. But you know, it's you know, I think we're playing good. You know, we've got to fix a few things, but it's I'm not really overly disappointed. I guess the biggest thing that I'm disappointed about is that we've given up 4 goals in 2 halves this year, once to Dixie State and once to Augustana College, and that is not acceptable, and that's not what we're about. So we've got to fix that problem.
You used the word cracking. How do you crack down? And you alluded to the corner kicks in that game. As a team, how do you reduce corner kicks?
Well, I think it's being a little bit more composed in the back, and you know, I thought that, you know, on the road against Augustana, we came out, and it was weird. We were down 2-0 in the first 5 minutes, but maybe only the 2 times they got down on our field, and it was scored 2 goals out of it. And we just lacked a little composure out of the back in the way we were clearing the ball, and, you know, the things we were doing, you know, heading the ball out of bounds for corners, things that, had we been a little bit more composed, we probably don't give them those opportunities. But you can't, you know, giving up corner kicks in games isn't a good thing. You know, I think we're a good team on corner kicks, and most teams are corner kicks are good at it, and that's a free shot on goal, basically, with all your players up there. So, there, you know, that could be a stressful time, and I just didn't do well with it.
Well, a good win to start the weekend over in South Dakota, over Adams State. The shots on goal, a little domination. Was that an indication of the game and the way you guys played?
Yeah, we, you know, first half, I think we outshot them 18-0. We were up 2-0 at halftime, you know, playing pretty good. And, you know, second half, you know, they, you know, we did what we had to do to get the win. You know, they came back, got a goal, I think potentially could have been called a handball that they scored on, but you know, that's the way it goes. They got the goal, but we found a way to finish the game out and won 2-1. And I think road games and tight road games are a great experience. I'm glad that we won it, but you know, that's what it's about in our conference too, and we're going to be in some tight games down the road. So it's good to go on the road, get a win in a tight game, and then have an experience where it wasn't the best for us, and one that we can learn from in training this week and get better. So when we start our conference play, we're we have as many experiences as possible to do the best we can in the GNAC.
Well, as you mentioned, a few weeks to train because you're all at home. And the GNAC not that far away. We'll come back to look at what's ahead for women's soccer at MSUB with Don Trenum. Our thanks to Alpha Graphics, First Interstate Bank, and Rimrock Stages Trailways. We'll be back with the coach right after this. You're listening to the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Okay, back on the soccer show with Coach Don Trenum and the Lady Yellow Jackets, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Stella's Kitchen and Breaker. Well, Coach, you're home for a while. Get a lot of good practices in and a lot of home games. The folks can get out and see you at the COT. You've got Mary coming up, Carol, and all of a sudden, boom, you're there in the conference.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, I think we're 3-2 at this point. We've got a week to train here for the University of Mary. Play a game this weekend, then we'll have a week to train next week, play Carroll College at home. So kind of two good weeks of training with one game in each week, and I think we'll be well prepared for conference play then, and we'll have a good Central Washington team coming in there, and then Seattle Pacific, one of the giants of Division II women's soccer, coming in after that Central Washington game. So, an exciting 3 weeks for us. We expect to kind of build on where we're at now, which is, I'm pretty positive about where we're at. The players are pretty positive about it. And get the training in, hopefully get a couple more wins before we start conference play, and then start the almighty GNAC, which is a great conference in every sport, and women's soccer is no different. So we're looking forward to these next couple weeks for sure.
Obviously, always from a coaching standpoint, more manageable if only one game, more practices versus the games, as opposed to you getting on the road, getting into the weekends. Do you notice over the years and with your teams have, obviously it should benefit you? Has it been more manageable and more successful 1 week per game with, a few more practices thrown in between games?
Yeah, it's soccer. It's you usually have two games on a weekend, and we had a week. A week ago where we played three games in 4 days. So that's kind of why we've had this opportunity now where we only have to have one game over the next 2 weeks. And I think it's good. We got five games in, and now we can kind of focus on the things we need to work on from those five games, as well as kind of heal some injuries. We got a couple players that are still out, and they're getting closer to being back. So those are positive things. And yeah, it's. I think that's kind of the way we wanted to schedule this, is have kind of get a lot of games there in the beginning, kind of space it out a little bit more before conference play so we can kind of fix those things from early in the season, get some injuries healed, and be ready for conference play. And excited that we have two good games remaining before conference play, because University of Mary, they're 0-4 right now, but they've lost to two teams in the top 25 and two other good teams. And Carroll College, of course, they're, I think, quarterfinalists from the NAIA a year ago. So they'll be another tough game. And it should, again, we're just, I think we're playing well right now, but we certainly need to improve on a few areas. But by conference time, I think we'll be a team that will compete very well in the GNAC.
Coach, thanks for the visit. Good luck.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
Don Trenum and the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show. We'll be back for a quick wrap-up right after this on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
At Perkins Restaurants, breakfast is a specialty. Breakfast is a tradition. Breakfast is served all day. But best of all, breakfast is just the beginning. Sure, you can get big fluffy omelets and golden buttermilk pancakes, but we also serve juicy burgers and mile-high melts. bread bowl salads, and hearty dinners like jumbo shrimp, grilled top sirloin steak, homestyle pot roast, even butterball roast turkey and dressing. At Perkins, we set the menu, but you pick the time. And no matter what time of day it is, you'll find a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere, friendly staff, and your own pot of coffee right at your table. We even have our own bakery with fresh baked pies like luscious chocolate French silk and caramel apple. For all your favorites, served all day long. Now there's a Perkins right nearby. Stop in real soon. Perkins. Breakfast is just the beginning.
Back for a wrap-up. Farmers Insurance, GM Petroleum Distributors, and Perkins Restaurant. Just get out and support the Lady Yellow Jackets. They got the University of Mary on Saturday, and it's at 1 o'clock, the kickoff at the COT. We'll be back to talk to Don next week and look at Carroll College. And then all of a sudden, boom, right into the GNAC already for Trenum and his Lady Yellow Jackets. Until next time, Pat Bowen for Don Trenum on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.